You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding, going to be taking a look at a 8-race programme at Killarney this evening on Monday, May 15th. It's course day 2 of Killarney's 3-day May Festival, which began yesterday in decent fashion with some one or two nice performances. The ground just on the easy side of good, and there are one or two rain showers forecast for Killarney this evening, so just keep an eye on that with regards to your selections and your punting strategies, because it could well change. And there are one or two non-runners today to suggest that they have had quite a bit of rain overnight, so do bear that in mind. We begin with a decent looking main hurdle at 5:10. Well, all eyes will no doubt be on Jessica Harrington's Jets, who's caught the eye on quite a few starts already so far in its very early career. Finishing fourth in a maiden hurdle, first time out at Nace, would certainly give it a decent chance on the bare bones of that form, and he hasn't run too badly in two bumpers thereafter. Just a little bit too keen for his own good last time at the Fairy House, and that's the only slight issue that I have with him. He does look quite a wiry type, and he's a kind of horse that I think will need to settle in order to allow him to get home. But he's definitely got the right man on board to do the job, and he's got plenty of talent, so Jets has to be on the shortlist. I think from an each-way perspective, I think Henry de Bromberin's Moraval would fall into that category. He ran really well on better ground last time out at Kilbeggan, standing quite eye-catchingly from the back of the field to be a never near a third. The time for that race was quite good that day, and I suggest back on decent enough ground that Moraval would probably be capable of hitting the first three at the very least. But Jets is very much the headline act here in the first, and hopefully he settles well enough to allow him to get home over 2.5 miles tonight.
Race 2.
On to race 2 then, which is a 2.5 mile conditions race at 5:40, and all eyes no doubt will be on William Mullins' Arbor de V here, as he makes the transference from chasing back to hurdles, and it could well be a lucrative one as well. He's been running to a very high standard over fences so far this season without getting his head in front, but that run last time out at the Punchestown Festival behind Woodland Opera suggests that he remains in really good heart. He made up a huge amount of ground from the back of the pack to be never near at the finish, and he has got plenty of form over hurdles as well in the past. He's got some good time figures. He was a big eye catcher, if you remember, back in the day in the Coral Cup a couple of years ago, so this is very much an opportunity that his odds suggest that he might not necessarily be squandering. However, I do think there's an each-way alternative against him, and I'm going to go with Elmarie Holland's Lacaris, who's been in cracking form throughout the spring and the early summertime. He's rattled off a quick double over hurdles, winning at Garran and then going on to score again at Limerick. And albeit he got beat next time out of Cork, he ran a really good race in a very strongly run competitive handicap behind Conduct Yourself, travelling like the best horse in the race throughout. Unfortunately, he couldn't quite land the odds last time when we saw him back on the flat at Clonmel, but he certainly run up to a fair enough standard to suggest that he remains in good form. The fact that David Russell has been booked for this horse, and there is a drop of rain around for this four-year-old, I do think Lacari's got every chance of outrunning his odds and looks a really good each-way alternative to the favourite in race two.
Race number 3.
On to the 6:10 then, which is a very competitive 2.6 mile handicap, and the two to concentrate on here are Clara Sorrento and Brave Out. I'll start with Noel Meade's Charge first. This six-year-old has only won the one start in eight, but he has run some commendable races in defeat either side of that. Most notably last time out at the Punchestown Festival, well, then, although he only finished 7th of 11, he did only get beat 3 lengths at the finish, and that finishing position didn't look anywhere near likely at halfway when he was towards the back of the field and getting outpaced, but he did stand very eye-catchingly in the closing stages to claw back some of the lost leeway, suggesting that a step back up in trip will definitely suit. He's got some decent form with plenty of cuts in the ground, and he looks as though he'll definitely get this trip as well. So all in all, I do think this quite well weighted son of Marasca Sorrento has got every chance here of running a nice race there in the 6:10. The other one to mention is Braveout, who was a refugee from the EBF on at Fairy House the last time we saw him. But the form of that race looks really strong in comparison to this. The time figure is very good, and we've seen several horses out of that race, including Billy's Hope in second, who've gone on to frank the form subsequently. Plenty of deep cuts in the ground, come amiss from this horse either. And trained by John Keeley, who's quite a local to this track, with Paul Town on board, do think Braveout is also capable of running well in that 6.10.
Race 4.
On to the 6.40 then, once again, a very competitive fare. This race is for the mares and the fillies, and once again I've got two to consider against the field. Normally these horses are in good form, so Un La Vendière has got to come onto the shortlist, certainly following that eye-catching run down at Wexford anyway. Towards the back of the field at halfway, this horse made relentless progress in the latter stages of the race, so much so that she was gaining on the front runners as the line approached. Certainly went into my notebook anyway as a horse that can win a maiden hurdle of a fairly modest nature, and tonight's race is that. Considering that was an effort after a 50-day break, one would imagine this horse will improve quite significantly, and she's got plenty of form with a bit of ease in the ground as well prior to that effort the other day, so she's definitely on the shortlist. Kilnagar Queen is the other one that I'd quite mention favourably here from the Denise O'Shea stable. The fact that Rachel Blackmore has been booked has got to be seen as a positive sign, and this horse ran well in a very strongly run 0-102 race down in Cork the other day. It was quite an eye-catching run, that was, on the figures. It went the way of Jump for Doe, but I do like the way Kilnagar Queen kept on well for pressure in the latter stages. She'd also ran well the time before in a race which has worked out well at Limerick, because Light of Magic went on to win at the Fairy House Festival on its next start. So all in all, I do think Kilnagar Queen is a big price this morning at 16-1.
Race 5.
On to the big race of the night then, which is the Grade 3, comes up at 7.10. And all eyes here are no doubtably on Woodland Opera, who comes here via a very good victory in a very competitive race at Punchestown the other day, which is an extremely good one on the figures. We get a chance to see the validity of that form, of course, with Arbor de V, who finished second running an hour earlier on the card. But either way, I do think Jessica Harrington's horse is the one to beat. He comes here really in good form. He obviously stays the trip really well. He doesn't mind a bit of juice in the ground. And no doubt he'll be tracking Bally Casey throughout, who, to all intents and purposes, will probably find the job of giving Woodland Opera the thick end of a stone. Might just prove a bridge too far for this horse. However, I do think Bally Casey will certainly run well around a track which obviously suits him. And he's definitely one to consider in what should turn out to be a mouth-watering affair.
Race number 6.
On to the 7.40 then, a very competitive fare here for this 3-mile-2 handicap. However, I do quite like the chances of Ender Boulder's Auvignon, who's been plying his trade in all the cross-country and banks races either side of the Irish Sea. So much so that he finished a very creditable fourth when we last saw him behind Cause of Causes at the Cheltenham Festival. Prior to that, he'd certainly suggested he was going to be a force to be reckoned with in that division, with a smooth victory over the usual Smurfer and Ballybroker Bridge back in Punchestown on February the 5th. Bit of cut in the ground won't come amiss with this horse, and he stays really well. He jumps well. He's just a really likeable type, so I do think Auvignon is the most likely winner there of the 7.40.
Race 7.
On to the 8.10 then, which is a decent-looking hunter chase. And the one to be with here is Milena Foot Value from the Deccan Queeley stable. This horse has been a prolific winner in the point-to-point field in recent times, and he went on to prove the value of his recent form with a very good run at Punchestown last time out in the probably the best hunter chase scene either side of the Irish Sea. The fact that On the Fringe never got in it, and Balner's now, who represented form at Cheltenham and Aintree, managed to win that race, just shows you how good that race was. Fortunately, Milena Foot Value just didn't quite get home in the closing stages, having cut out most of the running, but a drop-back in trip here around a much easier circuit should help this 11-year-old, and he gets the vote over Sizing Solution, who comes here via a win at Cork last time out.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and I do like the chances here of Storm Racer from the Henry de Bromhead stable. The last time when we saw this horse, he finished second here to a nice horse of Adrian Keithley's called Mountain Rock, And the form of that race has worked out pretty well subsequently. The fact that this horse hasn't run since then doesn't really bother me, because Henry de Bromhead is fully capable of getting a horse like this back on track even after a long layoff. Lisa O'Neill's been booked, and he's definitely got the best form coming into this race as far as I can see. So Storm Racer is the choice in the last. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holden, going to sign off now until we come back again tomorrow and look at the third of and final day of the Killarney three-day festival. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.